I am. It's going to be a great event, and it'll be kind of a great way to finish off the esports season. But I'm as ready as I can be, so it's all gone smoothly into here, which has been great.
And people will pick up that that's not a Wexford accent we're hearing on the other end of the phone. So what's your link to Wexford?
No, my link to Wexford is work. I'm a proud Cork man, but I'm living in Wexford for the last 10 years. So I work. I'm teaching at Good Counsel College. I'm a PE teacher and an English teacher in Good Counsel College.
Great stuff. And listen, I suppose a proud Cork man. I don't know if I've ever met a Cork man that wasn't too proud of it anyway. But listen, tell us how it all works. How do you even train for something like this?
So it's basically indoor cycling as such, and we play or we race on a platform called Zwift. And it records all your power data and your speed data and everything from the stationary bike, and it's transmitted then onto the computer itself, and then you're able to race against hundreds of people from across the world, from wherever you are in the world.
Absolutely, and that's the interesting thing. You'll actually be racing on a virtual course in New York, I believe. It's kind of based on Central Park, but you'll be in your own home here in Ireland.
Correct. I'll be in my garage with my wife and my son cheering me on, which actually makes it great as well, because it makes the game and the racing accessible to everybody, I suppose.
Absolutely, and at least you'll have some fans cheering you on there and sort of pushing you over the hard moments.
Exactly.
And listen, you've been cycling since 2008. So did you ever think you'd be cycling in a world championships and you'd be doing it virtually?
Never. Never. If you had said something to me like this in 2008, I'd have thought you were mad. But obviously, we all know COVID hit in 2020, so it forced a lot of our it forced our training inside anyway, because of the severe lockdown, particularly at the start, and you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't even ride your bike outside for very long, and that's when Zwift kind of started for me. I kind of found the platform and found racing on it.
Brilliant. And listen, what's the different challenges? Obviously, you don't have the wet and the wind and everything like that, but how do you approach an indoor race differently to an outdoor race?
I suppose there's a couple of different things. You're kind of in an outdoor race in the road, you always have a nice bit of drafting. You're not always on the pedals, but the pedaling technique is slightly different inside, so you still have a draft effect, but it's hard to describe. You still kind of always have to have a bit of pressure on the pedals to maintain your position within the group. And then learning the game as well is a big thing. There's gameplay elements of racing virtually that you don't have outside. So it's about doing a lot of racing on the platform as well to hone your positioning, where you need to be to attack or to sprint or all of those things.
Listen, that all sounds really interesting, but the only thing I want to talk about right now is the power-ups. So listen, okay. There's kind of these collectibles that kind of make you go faster. Isn't that how it works? It's
a
little bit like
correct.
Mario Kart then, in that way, is it?
Except we're using our legs as the controller, I suppose.
Fair.
rather than a steering wheel. But yeah, so every time there's going to be three power-up opportunities in the lap tonight. So one power-up is the van, and that makes the draft effect of the group stronger, so it makes it easier for you to pedal in the bunch. So if it's flat or if you're going fast, it's quite effective because you don't have to pedal as hard. The next one then is the aero power up, so it makes you more aerodynamic for 15 seconds. And again, coming into the finish line, that might be important because if you hit that automatically, you'll gain 2 or 3 kilometers an hour extra going into the finish line. And then the last one then is the feather power up, which makes you 10% lighter for 15 seconds. So with there's a big climb every lap, so that could be quite effective up the climb as well. It'll mean that you can be maybe 7 or 8 kilos lighter going uphill.
So I guess, you know, we're kind of joking about this, but it does actually add a very interesting tactical element to the game. I guess you pick up one of these collectibles and then you have to decide, should I use it now? Should I wait for another kilometer down the way? It becomes a tactical game then.
Exactly, it becomes very tactical. Like tonight will be, it'll be very tactical of whether you use an aero power up for the finish or whether you use the feather power up for the finish. The draft power up, where you use that, is going to be slightly less tactical. It will still be important, but less tactical when it comes to the finish. So it's again, it kind of comes back to the gameplay. How you choose to use your power up and where will it be most effective for you brings a really good element to the game.
When you're actually out on the bike in real life, do you ever wish you had that feather one?
Oh, stop. I do. I'd be going up to the viewpoint here in Campyle, up to the JFK viewpoint, wishing I had a feather power-up every time.
I wish I could use it even if I wasn't on a bike. But anyway, tell us a bit more about the Irish team. You did have a big name alongside you in Nicholas Roach, but he actually won't be participating alongside you guys tonight.
No, unfortunately, he tested positive for COVID, so he won't be able to start. But the other rider, Chris McLinchy, will actually have a great shot at winning it tonight as well. He's been ranked previously world number one on Zwift, and he was 13th in last year's World Championships. So he'll have a great he'll have a great chance at the finish. So, kind of my job tonight will be when it gets into the last sort of 15-20k, if we're in the front group together, just to try and help him as much as possible by covering moves, getting into moves, or doing a little bit of chasing, because certainly he's got the finish for that race tonight.
And you guys have a bit of a rivalry there as well. Chris managed to pip you there in the e-racing national championships earlier this year.
He did, but Chris is very, very strong. I mean, he was probably favoured for that anyway, but he's we've had a bit of a rivalry in a few of the Cycling Ireland leagues as well. But in fairness to Chris, he's led the way for e-racing in Ireland. So, I mean, what he's done for e-racing here is phenomenal. So while there's a bit of a rivalry, it's a friendly one.